And good evening, 5 after 5, here the day before the 4th of July. We made it through the 4th of July weekend. Now let's get ready. Fireworks tonight down at Loon Lake. Boat parade tomorrow on the 4th. Oh, let's make it a great start for the month of July. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK. As part of the 4th of July celebration, the Loon Lake Property Owners Association, they'll be hosting their annual boat parade again this year. It's a little competitive out there, folks, so you need to impress the judges. You want to get creative and go all out decorating your boat and your people and even your pets if they're riding along with you in patriotic themed boat floats. That's coming up tomorrow on Tuesday, and it will start at the south end of Loon Lake, and they'll have a boat out there marked says register here. Registration is at 12:30. The boat parade starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It's free. There's prizes. Don't forget, you can't win if you don't register. They do ask people not to be throwing water balloons. They don't want the balloons getting into the lake and that. Let's keep Loon Lake healthy. So if you want to go down to Loon Lake, the boat parade is tomorrow. Well, Lee Evans had been the committee chairman of the annual fireworks at Loon Lake for years and years. In fact, 13 years. Well, Lee Evans has stepped down as chairman of the fireworks committee. Going to be spending time with his family this 4th of July. Well, they have a new person taking over. Yeah, don't worry about it. There will be lots of fireworks at Loon Lake. The Loon Lake Property Owners Association, they are spending $8,700 on the fireworks show this year. It is going to be a big one. The show time, they figure, again, it's got to be dusk. They figure the show will start at 10. Now, the annual Loon Lake Fireworks Show will be tonight, on Monday night, about 10 o'clock. Big fireworks show at Loon Lake. So, if you want to go down to Loon Lake and watch a great fireworks show, big annual event for the folks all around the lakes down there, head down to Loon Lake for the fireworks show tonight, 10 o'clock, the boat parade, midday tomorrow. Here, the 4th of July coming up tomorrow, we thought it appropriate with a report and commentary on the Washington State gun laws, the Second Amendment. Here's Dave Workman.
Pay attention to a lawsuit that's been filed against the governor and 5 members of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. I wrote about this recently in Ammo Land. The headline is Washington Hunters Anglers Sue Governor Over Commission Appointments and Management. I think this is a real interesting story. If you read it at Ammo Land, that was published on June 22nd. This is going to be a big deal. Washington outdoorsmen and women should really be paying attention to something that isn't directly related to hunting or fishing, but indeed it is directly related to hunting and fishing. That's the cost of gasoline. Jay Inslee and the Democrats in the legislature voted in this additional tax or fee or whatever they want to call it on the price of gasoline, which is making Washington State's fuel costs soar. Now, what that translates to for people who enjoy the outdoors, that it's going to be much more expensive for hunters and right now even anglers to get back and forth to the places that they want to go and do. Maybe drive to the coast to go catch a salmon this summer or just travel anywhere. This tax is really hurting middle class and lower middle class people. Just a tax to discourage people from driving. This is part of Inslee's green agenda. It has translated into a real pain in the neck for people living on a budget. And take my word for it, we are all on fixed income and more of what we used to call disposable income, which we would use for going fishing or hunting. That is being disposed of in our gas tanks just to get back and forth to work and maybe do some grocery shopping. And that translates into more expensive groceries for people, too. The only way to solve this is to repeal the law. And if that takes a citizen initiative, then the public needs to get ready and back this thing with some contributions and make darn sure you get that thing on the ballot, because I think it will be rejected overwhelmingly by the public. We're all paying more and getting less, and nobody likes that. This whole thing is designed to discourage people from owning gas-powered vehicles. And the downside of that is that I have yet to see a four-wheel drive pickup that will operate on a battery and you can drive 300 or 400 miles back in the mountains without having to worry about running out of electricity someplace on top of a ridge somewhere. This is just a horrible idea, and the people behind this don't use common sense, and that goes all the way to the governor's office. I'm sorry, but the world is not Seattle. We don't all travel back and forth to where we want to go on buses or by Uber. Washington State is a great big place, and we still do logging in this state. We still do a lot of agriculture in this state, a lot of other kinds of forestry, ranching. All of that stuff takes fuel and it takes energy, and it doesn't go along well with little electric cars. I'm just going to say that.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
There will be a memorial for longtime community member and volunteer here in Stevens County, Janet Labrecque. Anyone interested in attending, that will be at the Colville Momentum Church, the Assembly of God, at 516 East Glen. That is coming up on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Cam Edwards, senior editor, author, blogger, a big name in Second Amendment issues. We wanted him to explain in more detail why the Second Amendment is so important to our country. Here's Cam Edwards.
The Bill of Rights came after the War of Independence, right? The Declaration of Independence that we celebrate on the 4th of July, that was signed in 1776. The Constitution wasn't created until 1787. The Bill of Rights wasn't there until 1791. But I always like to remind people why we have a Bill of Rights. And it's because when the Founding Fathers decided that the Articles of Confederation were unworkable, that they needed something new, and they came up with the Constitution. So many Americans said, listen, this is so open-ended, it's ripe for abuse. We want explicit protections, no-go areas for this new federal government in our lives. And one of those areas was the right to keep and bear arms, which is just as fundamentally important as our right to free speech, as our right to worship as we please, as our ability to be secure in our persons and property. So why did the Founding Fathers want us to have that right protected, right? This wasn't a right that was created. It was a right that Americans already possessed and a right that they didn't want to lose. part of it was the suspicion of a large standing army, the idea that a very powerful federal government could engage in tyrannical acts against the citizenry, and that this was a check on the abuse of powers of government. You know, I call the Second Amendment sort of the break glass in case of emergency right. When it comes to protecting ourselves against what the founding fathers really feared, the Second Amendment hopefully will never have to be used in that manner, but it doesn't mean that we should just simply toss it away. And in the meantime, today, again, we have tens of millions of Americans who are exercising their right to keep and bear arms in self-defense. They're protecting their families. In some cases, they're protecting strangers. But they are, I think, fundamentally carrying on the liberties that the founding fathers fought for. And I do hope that folks will remember and be grateful and appreciative of all of the rights that we possess and work to make those rights as secure and strong as possible. If you do want to be a part of this effort, now is a great time to get involved with Second Amendment organizations. I'm on the board of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. We're the sister group of the Second Amendment Foundation, based right there in Washington State. Folks can find out more, sign up, become a member at saf.org or ccrkba.org.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home or property? Trust a local realtor that is born and raised in Colville. Energetic will work tirelessly to help you find or sell your dream home or property. Contact Cody Merrill at Century 21 Kelly Davis in Colville for all your real estate needs. Cody, he'll make your buying or selling experience exceptional by utilizing his education at the University of Idaho and the knowledge he has gained by working with the extremely knowledgeable staff at Century 21 Kelly Davis. Call Cody Merrill, 509-675-1112. You can email him, cody@c21kellydavis.com. It's that time. It's time you have to start paying into the state's new long-term care tax. A little less pay when you get your paycheck. Tracy Ellis has the report.
58 cents for every $100 earned is now coming out of your paycheck as part of the Washington CARES program. A worker earning $50,000 annually pays $288 a year. State Senate Republican leader John Braun says that's too much for some people.
If you're living paycheck to paycheck and they just took another $24 out of your paycheck and you needed that to pay for gas to get to work, it's a real problem.
Most workers can no longer opt out of the program. The lifetime maximum benefit is $36,500, but you won't be able to collect it if you move out of state. Braun says the benefit isn't enough to adequately pay for long-term care.
Those who have been involved with long-term care, maybe for their relatives, realize that it pays for just a fraction of the care and not for very long.
Braun says private long-term care insurance policies are a much better option than a state-run program. I'm Tracy Ellis.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sondra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sondra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
By the way, I do want to mention I will not be here tomorrow on the 4th of July. We will not have the local and regional news. Gil Gross will start things off at 7 in the morning with a variety of stories relating to America and the 4th of July. After Gil Gross, we will have a number of hours, 3 hours of patriotic country music for the 4th of July up through 1 in the afternoon. We do appreciate your joining us and do be listening tomorrow. I think you'll find the stories that Gil Gross has put together very interesting, and then some great patriotic 4th of July music on through 1 in the afternoon.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
It was a day game for the Mariners yesterday. Seattle over the Rays, 7-6. Seattle picked up their runs throughout the game. One run in the second inning, four in the third inning, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. They get that victory over the Rays. It's down to San Francisco tonight. The Mariners take on San Francisco. The first pitch right about 6:45. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK.
The weather is brought to you today by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Celebrate Independence Day with 15% off the Telic brand this week at our great local shoe store. Only closed on Tuesday to celebrate the 4th. Visit the R.E. Lee Shoe Company at 102 North Main, downtown Colville. We will see sunny skies today with a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies and a low of 51. Tomorrow, for Independence Day, we will see sunny skies and a high near 85.